And welcome to the another edition of the Miami Tech Update. We got Alan Finks. Alan Finks is our regular guest. And Alan Finks, how was your week? What's going on in Miami Tech?
What's up, Santi? Good to see you. Man, it's been a fun week. I'm actually just getting here to the to CIC Miami. Well, it's to the UM here in Miami, and then there's the co-working space of Proud School CIC Miami, where every Thursday they have a Venture Cafe. So that was last night, and again, I highly recommend that if you've never been, it's every Thursday. I know you've been yourself. There's always some very, very cool workshops going on, and I'm actually here today specifically for the data science one, which started yesterday, and it goes on today. Today's the second day. What's all that? Let me flip the camera. So here's the Data Science Salon. If you check out their website, it's datascience.salon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. Yeah, it's been an amazing experience. I feel that yesterday we had a few work.
Video is down. Video is down. Connection is down. We got to do a phone call instead. Video is down. Sorry, guys. Let me get this guy back going. Do video instead. Phone call instead. Hey, yeah, your video went off. So, we'll just do it over like the phone.
Okay. Do you wanna start over?
Yeah. So what's going on with Data Salon?
Yeah. So I'm here at the Life and Science Building in Miami, or, you know, the CIC Miami, where yesterday and today we've been at the Data Science Salon, and it's been a pretty awesome conference, you know, to tell the truth. Organized by, formulated by, which they're based here in Miami, and all the topics that have been covered, you know, everything that's data science, machine learning, artificial intelligence, you know, we've had the workshops, we've had speakers, people that came all the way from San Francisco, you know, even, you know, have been taking part. And it's been a pretty eye-opening experience to see how fast and how quickly, you know, this has been evolving. And it really goes to show that, you know, if you're in the tech industry, if you're not in the tech industry, you need to get into it. If you haven't learned programming, you need to learn programming. And if you've already learned programming, then you better learn machine learning, you know, as soon as possible. This is the very near future, and it's catching up very quickly.
And I was seeing over your Instagram stories about six images of different women or people, and it was like all created through machine learning.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny, crazy example. They showed us these images of six people, and they look absolutely all real human people. And they asked us, which of these people do you think were created by a machine? And people were guessing number one, number three, or, you know, several. And then at the end, we found out that every single image was created by machine learning using machine learning techniques. It was crazy because it was better than even a Photoshop I could have done. And we've seen some of those things also, you know, on social media, on videos like, you know, using different techniques, how like they can even get a video of Barack Obama or Trump and make him say different things. They're moving their mouth, and even the sound of their voice will be exactly the same. And it looks like a real video, and in reality, it was done by a computer. you know, using machine learning and different other techniques.
And what interviews are we going to expect for this video?
We had some pretty good ones yesterday. One of my favorite ones is probably with SK. Literally, those are his initials, letter S and letter K, Rajin. He comes from a consulting agency in Silicon Valley, where they consult and everything for any type of company, and that they want to implement machine learning. So I mean, machine learning is already being implemented by everybody. I mean, by Uber, Google, Amazon, and it's just the way that the computers can aggregate all these, you know, terabytes and exabytes of data, and really create some predictive models, you know, to know, you know, how people are going to react, to know what they're going to buy, and not in a more simplistic digital marketing way that has maybe been done before through pixels or like just targeted marketing. No, I'm talking about aggregating like just thousands and thousands of data points of maybe millions of data points of information to really truly have a very high prediction rate, you know, for machine learning. I mean, it's something that's obviously also being used for, self-driving cars as well. So to answer your question with SK, that we had a really good interview, he talked a lot about, you know, the future of artificial intelligence, of how it's going to affect any type of industry, any type of job. And more specifically, he really talked about all the different frameworks that have been, that have been built for only the past year or even the past 2 years, and how far they've come, and you know, whether it's the CAFE2 framework from Facebook, which has already been popular for a little while for analyzing images, it's kind of like what you see in Google Photos if you use it, or like face recognition through Facebook, and then other frameworks, you know, from Google, which is the most popular, TensorFlow, and it's just really amazing to see that only like in 1 year or only in 2 years, like all the thousands or all the hundreds of frameworks that have come out. So I may be exaggerating, because I mean, maybe it's not hundreds, but when we looked at the list of everything that's out there, I mean, it was dozens, and it seemed like hundreds. So that's one of the interviews that I really enjoyed and that I'm looking forward to posting soon.
What's the agenda for today? What do they have on the palette for today's event?
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
What is today's schedule like at the event today?
It's a pretty cool event. Again, organized by, formulated by, I want to give a shout out to Anna Anderson, I think it's pronounced her last name. She's been an entrepreneur. She's already had launched 4 companies, and now she launched this one here in Miami. And they even do events for Amazon, for AWS. So they do about 10 events per month, especially tailored towards data science. Today, it's a pretty awesome event, because right now they're actually doing a guided meditation and breakfast. So you start off the day by relaxing your mind a little bit, eating some healthy food, and then throughout the day, like, some of the things that I'm most looking forward to is we're actually going to hear from the director of Hawks Analytics for the Florida Panthers. He's going to talk about all the data visualization and analysis that they use for the Panthers, for the hockey team. Later on, there's two things that I'm looking forward to. One is called Quit Wasting Time, which is a case study for production machine learning. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting how they're using all these data to make processes and companies more efficient overall. They're also going to talk about how they're using machine learning to create personalized cancer vaccines later on. So this is how, later on, they're going to talk about how it's going to be applied. Machine learning is being applied to finance, to health, and to mark. Yesterday we talked about marketing, and on a more personal point, later in the afternoon, there's going to be a specific workshop that's going to be all about, you know, what's called deep learning. And, I'm still myself trying to grasp, you know, the most information and all the differences between all these different terminology. So that's one topic that I kind of really want to dive into a little more.
And can you tell us about your last video that came out that came out on Sunday with Beckham and Miami soccer team?
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. that's what's cool about, you know, South Florida. There's so many like really cool things going on in all aspects, from soccer to, you know, data science and artificial intelligence. And man, that's one of the most fun videos, you know, I've made in a while. Because I got together, you know, I joined the Southern Legion March the day that Beckham was announcing his team. And then, you know, we just made a lot of ruckus. We made a lot of noise. We chanted. They had, like, smoke flares going on. Then, you know, we got invited inside to a presentation where we just, you know, kept chanting, singing more songs. I got to meet, you know, Beckham myself, and just I take a little selfie shot with him. And it was just a really fun experience, and you and I were big soccer fans, so I'm very, very excited, you know, definitely looking forward to the future when they start announcing the team name, the colors. They've recently announced that they wanna involve the whole city, so they're probably gonna come up with some type of gamified contest possibly to involve the community. So I'm just excited about this whole process, and I'm sure I'll be making more videos in the future in relation to the MLS team. But this one in particular, it was just a lot of fun. It was a very hype video. I definitely recommend that everybody go check it out.
And you have a contest running. How's that going?
Man, it's going pretty good. You know, it's the first contest I made, which I didn't have like a huge expectation, but I started noticing that I started reaching like a lot of people, you know, through the way. But I've seen so many people like really involving their friends and their family, trying to bring them to my page and everything, that I'm gonna be designing a t-shirt myself that I'm also gonna be, you know, be giving away, you know, on the MLS Miami topic. So I'm kind of excited to do that, because I definitely want to give back to all those people that are, you know, kind of supporting me through the contest and through my pages.
And you got a video coming out with Joe Hitab, the YouTuber.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy story. I'll tell you more about it someday, but I kind of met him by accident at the airport, and Joe 1 million. We're trying to get him to 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And it was an awesome experience. I met him. You know, he's from Jordan. He had come from Egypt and doing a different blog, and then from California, and then he went to Cuba for a week, and he decided to come to Miami like on a limb. And we met, and we spent 2 days together, going to Miami Beach, to Wynwood, then we went to the Florida Everglades to look at some alligators, and we made some. He already put out two of those videos, and I'm hoping to have my finish, you know, within a week of everything that we talked about. And I also got to interview him a lot, just to kind of find out about his journey, like how he went from, he was actually an accountant at an office, and one day he kind of quit his job and decided he just wanted to travel and make videos. And he didn't go to school for video editing. He didn't do any of that. He just started looking at YouTube videos, learning how to edit videos, and started traveling. And now he's living off of it full time, you know, with close to a million subscribers on YouTube.
It's a really good videos he makes. I think like the one that he went to Cuba was really interesting. Like the people and how he was interacting with them, and they all know English. It's just really interesting how Cuba is right now. So.
Yeah.
But Alan, yeah, thank you very much for coming up. How can people reach you?
Well, the easiest way is look for me anywhere. At Alan Sinks on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, even on Twitter, even though my username is Alan Sinks Not, because somebody else has Alan Sinks, but you'll still find me through Alan Sinks Art. Just go to alansinks.com. You can find all the links there. You can find my design and digital marketing portfolio. You can even subscribe to my email list, where weekly I send out a list of the top tech events in Miami. So definitely recommend that.
Yes, follow Alan Things for the latest. He's fun. He's great, and his videos, wow, they're amazing. I mean, they're 5 minutes long, but it goes by really quick because it's so much fun. Thank you, Alan, for coming on.
Yeah. All right, Santi, thanks for having me. I'll see you next time.
See you, man. Thank you.